Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these 5 quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number 5, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
His name is Andy. My name is Carter. Football Card Quest. Football cards 24/7, 365. Andy, the football card market is strong. And it normally is this time of season. But there's a lot going on in the world. Right? Inflation, tariffs, divorces, costing a lot of people money. But to me, Andy, you might disagree with this, and we talked about this, briefly, but people are buying not only just our level of football cards, but Andy, the high-end market in all cards has been ridiculous lately.
Yeah, I mean, when you it's like when you're in the hobby and you have assets within the hobby, you can always move some of those assets to buy new assets, and I think we see a lot of that because a lot of people that are in the hobby now that have been in it for a couple years or maybe longer, 5 years now. And so they built up a little bit of a portfolio. So when they want, they can liquidate some of those, let's say Derrick Henry, for example. Not that if you had a really nice Derrick Henry card, you probably want to hold on to it right now. But if you bought some of those back in 2020, you made a ton of money compared to where they were when the hobby saw that initial boom. You could circulate some of those if you had multiples and buy into a guy like Michael Penix or maybe some of the rookies we're going to talk about on today's show.
So last week I revealed that I've been picking up some more liquid cards. I'm more a collector than a flipper or a speculator. And at the end of today's video, that Roma Dunsey 1/1.
You sold it?
Sold it. It's gone. There is someone in the chat that actually knows how much I sold it for, but it was a Roma Dunsey Black Mirror 2024 1/1. If you're in the live chat or if you're listening to this via podcast, try your best to come up with the guess what a Roma Dunsey 1/1 goes for in a new set. So, Andy, for me, speaking of pass catchers, you have Tyler Warren as our thumbnail today. A guy that you and I are both high on. That's why both of us are wearing blue.
Yeah, there you go. You know, it's just a big question mark at quarterback. Can Anthony Richardson do better this year? I do think that it's his starting job here to lose at this point. You know, to me, Carter, what do you think? Do you think it's AR's job once more to lose?
Well, it depends on his health after this hit, but I would probably, man, it's honestly split down the middle based on what I've read at this point. So either way, I'm still high on Tyler Warren.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be quarterback proof. I mean, the plays he's made in camp, he debuted as the Colts' top target when he was on the field. Incredible, you know, and this is following insane rookie seasons from guys like Sam Laporta and Brock Bowers. So I think Tyler Warren's the next, you know, Brock Bowers basically this year. And look at, I think you can kind of right now look at the 2025 Donruss Elite Pen Pals Gold Ink, and you can see the top guys going up after preseason week one in terms of rookies, especially, right? You know, we're talking about rookies here, the 2025 class. But Tyler Warren, $210 in auction, closing today on the Gold Ink here. And that's followed by a buy it now on a Shedeur Sanders on that same card that went somewhere around $500. Really impressive transaction, especially when you go down here and you look at another really hot player, Matthew Golden, wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers, Carter, closing for just under $200 in auction yesterday. So that I thought was really interesting because the Green Bay Packers have a totally different market, much larger market than the Colts do.
Very interesting. So as we all know, Pen Pals isn't the most desirable set. Andy, I will want to ask you, I do like the black with the gold ink. I think that looks really clean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. It certainly does. And like, I mean, look at this Dylan Gabriel. They put it in a gold cracked ice one touch, and it really makes it pop. I mean, that's a great looking card, even just raw. And, you know, the nice thing about it, it's an on-card auto. So, yeah, maybe it's horizontally formatted. It's not quite as desirable. Like, this is not a kind of card you want to grade just because then you're going to be, you know, debating on which way to orientate your card in the slab. But it's got an on-card rookie auto for one of the players' first pro autos in the pro uniform, you know, portrait style here, professional team logo. Panini still got the license. This is a go-to card right now for these rookies.
I want you to guess really quickly what a Prism rookie Travis Kelce auto just sold for. His base Prism. We're not talking an insert.
Oh man. So base Prism rookie auto.
Yes.
From 2013.
Yes.
Is it around 200?
Yes. So it's $250.
$250.
Buy now raw. And your boy Tyler Warren Pen Pals Gold Ink auto. And I understand, I know I'm making the point that most of our viewers know. It's just to show you how much rookie and just new product and new players drive the hobby, right? Yeah. I know Paul Skeen stuff sells for 10x what the most expensive Nolan Ryan card sells for, right? Or Tariq Subul, if you will. But I get it, trust me. I'm just sharing that. And Rob Gronkowski rookie autos, just depending on the card, around the $200, $250 range. So if you want to get into the speculation stuff, go right on ahead with Tyler Warren. Andy, I will not be buying a tight end on, and we're both high on Tyler Warren long term. I am on multiple dynasty teams and I don't do a lot of dynasty. It's just, it's going to be hard for him to just smash hitting the ground running right from the get go with the quarterback situation that he's in. But I am more interested in hearing what you have to say about some of these other rookie wide receivers.
Yeah, well, and running backs too, is we have so many rookie running backs that I think are a great opportunity to flip, because running backs really thrive in their younger years, especially when they're rookies and there's so much speculation of what they could be. And then some guys pan out to only be satellite backs or not really, you know, be able to handle that full 3-4 down workload. But like right now, for example, you had a clear starting role for RJ Harvey on the Denver Broncos. I think he's the most exciting rookie running back going up out of this preseason week one, Carter. What do you think about that?
Yes, I'm in on RJ Harvey. But the guy I'm more in on is Travion Henderson. I think with that revamped offensive line, with Will Campbell there, I think Travion is going to be massive. Obviously, we'll see what Amarion Hampton is with the Najee Harris situation. I wasn't as high on Amarion Hampton, and I've been consistent with that. I tried to be as consistent as I can on all of my opinions. But Travion Harris, I didn't say Harris, Travion Henderson has really moved the needle for me, and I'm a big, big, big fan of him and RJ Harvey in their situations.
Yeah, and Travion returned that kickoff, the opening kickoff for a touchdown. I mean, so he's involved on special teams. He's involved in the passing game, the running game. I actually, interestingly enough, drafted Travion Henderson in the first round of my dynasty draft this year. At like the middle, I took him over Quinshon Judkins and Omarion Hampton because I felt
Him over Hampton?
Yeah, because of I feel that the workload early on, I'm in a position to where I can actually win the league because of my I have Bijan Robinson, I got Jalen Hurts, I've got Jordan Love as my second QB, which maybe we talk about him too with the thumb, but yeah, so I've got very stacked roster to be able to contend and win the league. So I felt that Travion gave me a better upside this year and early on in his career in his rookie year over Omarion Hampton.
Yeah, I am in on both of them. Well, Travion and RJ, I'm ready to see what Omarion Hampton's going to do, especially now that Rashawn Slater is not there anymore. Okay, so let's get to a few comments. Fire the Cannons, talked to him this weekend. Jonathan, good to see you. He's been lighting up the Discord. Joel is still trying to guess the price on the Roma Dunsi that I sold. And this isn't like a braggadocio thing. I just want to share from my experience what happened. We'll get to it in just a moment. One guy that Dominic wants to mention, Andy, is Malik Washington. We've not talked a whole lot about Travion Henderson's AFC East pal, Malik Washington. I'm really excited to see what he's going to do next year with the Dolphins.
Well, yeah, and a lot of experts, guys that are deep in this, understand his true capabilities and his background. I mean, he could play multiple positions, and he's a what do you call it? You know, he's been transferred, or he's like, you know, moved around. It reminds me of Logan Thomas. He used to play for the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, I love me some Logan Thomas. And Malik Washington's a different beast than Travion Henderson because he's not some athletic marvel. He's just a guy that's just good at ball. So I would guess his supply – I've not really ever looked into Malik Washington's market. I would guess his supply is way lower. And look at this. First auto we see is $10 out the door. It is pro set. I would prefer that be a PWE shipping. But yeah, I guess, man, that's not a bad price there at all.
I kind of find some, man, his supply is really low. When you find really obscure stuff like this, then that's when I pop over to TCDB.com to see to see what his actual supply in his market looks like. You know, as you pop over here, hit football and see, is he in anything else? Like, is there other things I can find, or is that really it? So let's see. I mean, what I'm coming down to find, 3,755. That's not great.
Yeah, what do you think? That's a little too high for him.
I think it's low. It's low. Yeah. So what I'm seeing is like a lot of wild card stuff that's serial numbered out of 4 and 5, and I'm not sure what his kind of gold standard card would be. It may be something from Tops. It looks like in a Miami uniform.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. So yeah, you know what I'm going to do, Dominic? I'm going to steal your play of the week. I'm going to steal Malik Washington because I didn't do a play of the week this week. And it's my favorite thing to do because I like to be proven right or wrong. So I'm going to steal it. Malik Washington is my play of the week. Fire the Cannons wants to talk, Andy, about Sean Tucker, your third string, but maybe second string running back who had flashes of brilliance last year, Andy.
Well, yeah, he certainly did. And he's an explosive player. And, you know, the strength of our passing game in Tampa, there's going to be plenty of holes for Sean Tucker to get opportunities. There could be situations where we're in a positive game script and they want to give Bucky a little bit of a rest, you know, extend his life a little bit. And they roll Sean out there, and Sean has a big game. You know, he had a couple of those last year where he ripped off huge runs, racked up a ton of yardage. And we're getting a lot of good reports on him this year. So he's very cheap. I mean, you could definitely get some rookie auto exposure. Probably his rookie ticket auto is going to be less than $10. Yeah, $5 from Optic. I mean, look at that. So, yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong when you can get a $5 rookie ticket auto, Optic.
Oh, we got a free delivery on this one.
Free delivery too, man.
So true $5 out the door. Jonathan wants to talk about a different handcuff, Andy. Mr. Will Shipley of Clemson lore. You know what's interesting to me, Andy? It is a little concerning. So in underdog draft rooms, fast draft rooms and all that, Will Shipley's ADP has kind of stayed the same. And he is in, like, the most clear, perfect handcuff situation a running back could be in. Really good offense, really good offensive line, and a star running back that they probably want to load manage, and or if they don't do it, off 400 carries, the likelihood of him getting hurt is really high. So where are you with the old Will Shipley here?
I mean, it's kind of like a Sean Tucker play, except, you know, Saquon is a lot better, I think, than Bucky Irving, obviously better resume. And, you know, but it makes a lot of sense. I mean, look at how rare Optic contenders now out for second year players. You've got, you know, an 88th percentile 40 yard dash, 90 percentile speed score, you know, really good scouting grade. Carter, you know more than about that than me, but it's showing here that he is a 4-star recruit. The guy was pretty decent in the air as well in terms of being a receiver. So I think with his opportunity on this team, I mean, this definitely makes a lot of sense. You get rookie cards of him in his pro uniform, and he's still really young. I would rather make a play on Will Shipley than buy a leaf or an unlicensed Malik Washington, you know, at the same price. I'd rather buy a Will Shipley Eagles rookie ticket auto out of 24 for 10, 12 bucks over a Breshard Smith, you know, unlicensed card, or, you know, trying to speculate on a deep sleeper like that just because he plays for the Chiefs. I love this situation here for Will Shipley as a sleeper backup stash play.
And who knows? People could mistake him for Cooper DeJean on the card.
That's true, man.
And then it goes up that much higher. So there you go. Joel says he's already bought Sean Tucker. And Hector, Andy, before we get to our next topic, and then I got a few card things I want to get to. Hector wants to talk some Trey Lance. So this is a true thing. All right. When I set up at this card show in North Louisiana in Shreveport, most people wanted LSU cards, right? Or Dallas Cowboys. There weren't a whole lot of people asking for anything else other than the super liquid players. But somebody walked up and said, hey, Trey Lance is like a lifelong friend of mine, or his dad's a lifelong friend of mine. I'm looking to build my Trey Lance collection. I was like, you're picking the wrong time to start, because he has looked good in the preseason. And Andy, there's so many people that are holding on to Trey Lance cards that they bought for thousands upon thousands of dollars. And what I think a lot of people did, I don't think as many people panic selled or sold Trey Lance, because they saw what happened with Justin Fields. They saw what happened with Baker Mayfield. So I do think there's plenty of people out there holding their stuff, hoping for an early first round resurgence of old Trey.
Oh, man. Well, you know, look, Jim Harbaugh likes to make football fun. Justin Herbert, I think, is going to be asked to run more this year, you know, because this is the second year for Harbaugh in the Charger system. So now he's got his guys. Like, this team is built around him as the head coach. He, you know, maybe this is a fresh start for Trey Lance. This is where he needs to be. And if Justin Herbert does go down and Trey Lance comes in and the Chargers are off to a good start, or maybe it comes down to the playoffs and you know, he gets a start there. Maybe we see a flash from Trey Lance because he's going to be asked to run in this system. We know Harbaugh wants to run the ball. That's why they spent a first round pick on a running back. Yeah, that's why they bring in Trey Lance. So I think this is a good spot for him, honestly. And Carter, look at these prices. I really don't think that you're going to be overpaying if you buy in right now. I mean,
okay.
I was looking at Rookie Ticket Auto, National Treasures out of 99. Oh,
I thought this was going to be higher. I'll be honest. I did not look. I just assumed.
And this National Treasures is an on-card Rookie Auto, Rookie Card Shield. You got two colors in the patch, some stitching, and it's out of 99 with a serial number right on the front, and it's selling for around $100. I mean, that is very, very discounted compared to other guys. I mean, really, it's hard. 2021, I guess you go look at Ja'Marr Chase or Trevor Lawrence, maybe somewhere more in mid-tier on the higher end. Ja'Marr Chase, that card's definitely going to be close to $1,000. Trevor Lawrence may be somewhere, you know, that you could look, but he's never going to get that high. But I would say you could easily see how, you know, the cards where they're at now could certainly go up. You can see more people buying, man. Look at the buy it nows happening over the weekend.
And look, Andy, I want you to go full screen again. This is why you should join the Discord. Look at this. Okay. Putting me full screen again.
Full screen.
Look at this Will Shipley that Jonathan just picked up.
Ooh, nice.
Absolute nastiness, bro. Dude, the green color match with the Eagles is always nasty. Like that green shimmer shine. Holy crap. It is always so, so, so pretty. So.
Nice card.
Andy, this was the, while I already have it pulled up, this was the Rome Odunze card, okay? Because we're about to get into hobby tip of the week, plays of the week, all that stuff. All right, clear one of one back right here. Okay. Your final price, what I sold it for?
Well, I think based on what we were looking at last week, I think we did landed on you were going to list around $550.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you sold it around $550. What I'm gonna go for?
It was $599.99.
Let's go, now, baby. Let's go.
Buy it now, bro.
Cha-ching.
Dude, it was crazy. Traded into it, and now I'm all in on speculation. I want to make more speculative plays. I'm going to this weekend at the and for those that are tuning in right now, I am setting up at a card show this weekend. In Monroe, Louisiana. Have you ever heard of Monroe, Louisiana, Andy?
I mean, it sounds fairly rural. I've only heard about it because I believe you've set up at a show there or like.
No, I've never set up in Monroe.
Louisiana Tech is there or.
No.
Louisiana. Is that where the water boy's from?
No, that's from South Louisiana. Monroe is South Louisiana. This is North Louisiana. Okay, Louisiana Tech is in Ruston. ULM is in Monroe. University of Louisiana, Monroe.
Okay.
If you
I'm also going to a show this weekend.
Okay. Where's it going to be?
Yeah, Tampa Bay Card Show. It's in St. Pete. It's at the Hilton Resort. It's right across the bridge from Tampa. Right into St. Pete. It's going to be, you know, it's a decent show. It's close to 100 tables. That's a really nice resort, like right on the water. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Obviously, the most famous Monroe, Louisiana is probably Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty. But you have quite a few like NFL legends. Will Campbell's from Monroe. Aeneas Williams, Hall of Famer from Monroe. Lots of great athletes. John David Crow is from Monroe, Louisiana. And Bubby Prister for our Broncos fans.
Bubby Prister.
There you go. So Joel says 600 is a good deal for that card. I agree, Joel. I was already – so right when I listed it, here's the power of liquid one-of-ones. Right when you list any young player's one-of-one, you're going to get offers. It's just – like my phone was blowing up more than any eBay listing, even more so some Michael Jordan cards I've listed before. Roma Dunsey, it was insane. And here's the thing, Andy. I don't think Roma Dunsey's that good. I don't.
It's crowded depth chart too, man.
Like, I think Colson Lovin's going to be good. I like Luther Burton. I'm not a big Caleb Williams guy. I still think DJ Moore has life. So, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Roma Dunsey next year. And I've been drafting him at cost really at all. And, yeah. And I have a JJ McCarthy Zebra. That's the only kind of those, like, young player cards. I have no Jaden pro uniform stuff because, you know, I'm going to want to keep it. I could just buy it later. But, yeah, I would heavily consider buy it now, listing all your rare rookie stuff at high prices. You will see how many offers fly in. Just do it. That is my hobby tip of the week. That's why I wanted to go in and do the Roma Dunsey stuff. You don't have to auction it. And Andy, as you know, I'm a 99 cent let it ride guy and just live with the results. But buy it now. If it is a liquid rare card of a semi-decent rookie, you're going to get offers.
Yeah. I mean, that's the play, man. And there's a very high chance that card's only going to lose value moving forward, you know. It's a one of one, yes, but it's a one of one out of, I don't know, probably 100 or more one of ones for him, you know, and from a set that's not, like, in my opinion, and not a top five, top 10 set. Plus, he's got concerns on his production this year and moving forward in this system. Who knows? You know, like, yeah, I think you made the right play, man. I think you'll be happy about that for years to come.
You want to know, and this is the wildest thing about it. So the Brock Bowers of that card, Andy, is listed right now for $725, right? So I was like, okay, obviously Bowers is better than him. So let me just do $600. I scroll down. Andy, the Brock Bowers of that Roma Dunsey card sold, that version of the one-of-one, sold for $425 a month ago. Right when Certified was released. So that is one way of looking at it. If Brock Bowers is $425, I would like to think that somebody's going to buy it, especially Raiders color match at $750. Someone might have bought it. I've not looked yet. So if Roma Dunsey is going for basically $150 to $175 more than what a Brock Bowers did, then there's probably more rising tides for a lot of cards. So, just want to put that out there.
Veterans, look at DeAndre Hopkins making some noise. He's on a contending team, you know. But really, what's his target volume going to be like in this Ravens system? You know, I mean,
not great.
Yeah, run first offense. Lamar Jackson also is going to be running a decent amount. He's obviously got an established tight end that he loves in Isaiah Likely. And then it's funny, I kind of didn't mention Mark Andrews, but I mean, Zay Flowers gets open. Rashad Bateman just extended his contract, and he's solid. He's been solid. I think DeAndre Hopkins is a guy that maybe get a target on a big blitz, you know, right? Like third and six, move the chains, or maybe in the playoffs when they need that guy that can just really quickly, like, get a first down kind of thing, and that has sure hands. Like, I mean, but I don't expect him to get that much start. And right now, he's selling. Like, people are buying DeAndre Hopkins rookie cards for more than they've paid in a while.
And Andy, I is a sore subject with the Ravens, a guy that I adore, watched so many of his college games, the Eastern Carolina Pirate. His cards are back up. Keaton Mitchell, bro.
Keaton Mitchell.
Dude, Keaton Mitchell is good at tackle football. That's all there is to say, man. I understand a lot of running backs look good next to Lamar. Justice Hill looks great. Derrick Henry's playing the best ball of his career. Saquon as well. When you're next to a mobile quarterback, you're going to look a lot better as a running back. But Keaton Mitchell can flat out play. But I was like, man, his autos are back up to like $20-$25. So I would have liked to have gotten in at a lower price, but there you go. So my hobby tip of the week is just list buy nows, listed high, your rare stuff. And if you want to just get rid of some inventory that's just been sitting around, 99 cent, let it ride, see what happens, because this is one of the hottest times for football season. All right, Andy, hobby tip of the week for you, my brother.
No doubt, man. I think my hobby tip would be don't especially on the younger players, and if it's like a second or third year player and you don't get the price that you want. So say like you bought into Drake London, right? He's not on the cheap end, because I did this comparison between Drake London and Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson for premium members, kind of looking at this 2022 wide receiver class. Chris Olave's actually gotten really cheap, Carter. Drake London's like middle of the pack. So, for example, you get a Silver Prism rookie auto Chris Olave for like $25. Drake London's more like that $40 to $50 range. And I still think it's a good buy, right? Because we've seen that card get to the $100 range whenever they really become like that superstar WR1 status. So I think if you don't sell those cards heading into the season that you want, don't be afraid to get them graded. Take a swing on getting them graded and then be ready to sell them in the playoff time period in January. So like set your price at $100 on that card. If you don't get it for whatever reason, then take that card and grade it and then have it ready for, you know, January through May time period when it's the playoffs and the free agency cycle and the draft and all that. That would be my hobby tip for you this week, because I know there's a lot of guys trying to get the profit that they want on a lot of like 2021 to 2024 rookie cards. And some of them I'm sure that they bought were chalkier players that should hit. But if they don't hit, like I would seriously contemplate getting that card graded and then getting ready for the next cycle. And you can always buy back in, like you can buy in October, November. So get like save your money now in a way for October and late November. Late November is really when there's a great buying time for football cards.
Yeah, you want to know some crazy, Andy, because you always get into wax around this time. My Walmart has still been fully stocked. Like, I don't know why. Nobody wants to buy the Contenders boxes, mega boxes.
Hit rate's so low, man. Word's out on that. The hit rate is low. It's so that's the one thing that's always at my target too. It's Contenders. It's the certified. The certified's there, but I haven't been able to find any Donruss Elite, any of like the new stuff. So
yeah. It's expensive. I mean, it's very expensive. Everybody, welcome Jeremy Jalavet. PSA or Beckett, though, we always want to make first-timers feel welcome. Obviously, depends on the card and how quickly you want your card back, but it should always be, for me, PSA over Beckett. But, yeah, there's a bunch of different factors. But welcome, Jeremy. There you go.
Welcome, Jeremy. Speaking of sealed product, I do think it's always important to look at what's selling, what they're selling it for. Like, for example, dude, 2019 Contenders Hobby Box. Now, this is when the hit rates are going to be a little bit higher, and you've got a real potential here, 2019. There's a lot of players in that set outside of Daniel Jones that you'd want to rip, that you'd want to pull. You know what I'm saying? DK Metcalf, Josh Jacobs, Terry McLaurin, Kyler Murray.
AJ Brown. You know?
Say who?
AJ Brown.
AJ Brown. Yeah. I mean, AJ, I mean, and you know, so forth and so on. So like when they pop up with this kind of stuff randomly, and this is a product that they're no longer printing. It's not like Pokemon where they go back to a set from 5 years ago and think, well, that set did so well, we're going to print it again. They don't do that with this, you know, because of the autograph format and everything in it. And this box break has apparently has five autographs in it. One of those is on card. So I'm telling you guys, the hit rate was really different back before 2020, before they really ramped up production. The 2019 rookie ticket autos are one of the most liquid cards from that year because of how nice they look. I mean, they're beautiful cards. Like let's go take a quick peek, Carter, because I mean, this could be for $200 of five autos in that. That just screams like a good buy. Whether you're going to hold it sealed, I mean, or you're going to rip it open.
I also got Rashawn Gary in that class. Let's see. Deebo Samuel, Nick Bosa.
Oh, dude, yeah, he's got rookie ticket autos in there too. Because the contenders checklist is way longer than what the standard sets are. You know? Dawson Knox. Let's look. Marquise Hollywood Brown could make a resurgence this year. The defensive Josh Allen.
Marquise.
Yeah. Old Paris Campbell, man. The training camp wonder. He's finally fallen off this year, I think, man.
I will never give up Paris Campbell. Never. Paris, if you're watching this, I will hold your hand into your retirement, bro. I will always have I always have a holdout for your speed, bro. I will. These crack guys, dude, I love the rookie ticket auto design from this year. Sheesh.
Yeah, they grade well. I mean, think about the quality that they printed with in 2019. It was a lot higher. I mean, it was a higher quality because they didn't make so many cards. They had a little bit more time. This is before the hobby really took off. Grading was starting to pick up a lot in 2019. Like, I remember in 2020 looking at the grading reports of 2019, and Kyler Murray had a ton of cards being graded. So there were people that, I don't know, either could foresee what was happening or they were already in it and they were starting, there was starting to be a lot more grading. But look at the prices and stuff for 2019 contenders. It's a beautiful set and a lot of potential there. So that was a good find.
Interesting.
So what else you have selling here? They still have the deal on 2025 Elite, but the price went back up. They actually, this price on Friday, Carter, got as low as $299.95.
Interesting.
Yeah, got as low as $299.95. So one of the premium members messaged me and he's like, I want to rip something that has rookies in it. I'm not sure what to buy. So I sent him the link to this and on my phone, and it said $299.95. And I was like, dude, that's a steal for all the pen pal potential you could pull out of it. You know, now I told him, like,
yeah, I mean, especially if you, I mean, Tyler Warren's auto alone going for $225
alone. Yeah. And now, I mean, there's so much hype for a lot of guys out of this draft class, so many skill position players, so much potential. It's really exciting. 2024 Optic contenders out of stock.
Andy, I lied. Can I admit something to you earlier?
What's that?
I lied to you. I do have a play of the week.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you.
I
was going to be disappointed, actually.
No.
I was going to have to talk to you after the stream about that.
I know. Because you know, I'm serious. I look at this stuff, and I've been mostly good. I gave you Bashal Tootin. I've given you quite a few of these young wide receivers. The one that never worked out, though, was Paris Campbell. But then again, his rookie ticket autos were going for $1.25 when I gave out those plays of the week. So if you were out the Paris Campbell money, I will happily Venmo you back your $1.25 if you made that play. But Andy, I'm ready for play of the week, bro.
Let's do it, because their new releases aren't great right now. And you guys got the best of the sealed product intel. Let's hear this play of the week, Carter.
It's Drake May. I know I normally give deep cut whatever, but quarterbacks move the needle. So
I will share this. I have this J.J. McCarthy Zebra Prism.
This was part of the trade with the Roma Dunsi, right?
Yeah.
And Andy, as you know, it's kind of uncomfortable for me because I never want this show to be what I'm speculating on and all of it. But it was a good litmus test for how hot the hobby is. I would have never paid a one-of-one Roma Dunsi for a non-Prism one-of-one for $600. That was one of the better deals I feel like I've ever gotten. And in this trade that I made, I also got this card. All right. So this J.J. McCarthy Zebra Prism is currently trading at around $450 on the low end. All right. Drake May of the same card. I want you to give it your best guess on the low end.
200?
Yeah, it's $250. So
$250, wow.
And I understand the McCarthy version of the card. I'll pull the screen up here. Let's see, share screen.
And I'll tell you, just looking at the quarterback data, Carter,
he has
fallen to QB4 now. If you look at this, and he's really close to J.J. McCarthy in terms of cards added to the PSA database per week. And this is just such a great number, getting this pulled from slabhawk.com, which is pulling from PSA's database. But to fall that far back and falling behind Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, and right around J.J. McCarthy, this number tells me that, you know, he doesn't have nearly the same price or demand and hype that these other five quarterbacks have.
Yeah. So for Drake May to be $200 less than any J.J. McCarthy card. Okay. And this is it right here. This is 610, but this is the shorter print version. Okay. This is the actual one-to-one comparison with this Drake May versus this J.J. McCarthy. So that's $250. The McCarthy of this one, around $450, right? That's insane to me. That is insane to me with what we've seen from Drake May up to this point. Okay. But if you think Drake May is, or if you think J.J. McCarthy is special, then that's, if you think J.J. McCarthy's closer to Jaden Daniels, I don't. That's why I've given Drake May as a play of the week so many freaking times, because I think he's better than Bo Nix. I think he's better than Caleb Williams. And if I can get those rookie cards cheaper, I would be loading up on that, right? Like if someone walked up to me and said, hey, I'll give you two Drake Mays for this one, I wouldn't even think about it. I would not even think about it. And as Hector points out, Patriots, what, a top 10 fan base in the NFL? Tom Brady actively involved in the hobby, so there's probably more Patriot fans involved in sports cards right now. So there you go. We got a Drake May question from Don, Andy. I'll let you take it. For Ink, for May, which do you like more? Topps unlicensed pro uniform or the Bowman College licensed? He says, personally, he's been picking up the Bowman stuff.
It's actually not a bad idea. Yeah, it kind of coincides with this other comment here from the Card Society, rather non-licensed auto or licensed prism. I, from all the research that I've done and all the times we've looked at it, I would honestly go with the licensed prism. Like if you had give me this option with Jaden Daniels, for example, I think I would take the licensed Silver Prism PSA 10 over a Topps unlicensed rookie auto. That's just where I'm at on the actual licensing and what we've seen be more liquid in the hobby and like retain better value. So I'd kind of go with the same thing here for Drake May.
It is interesting, Andy. I don't know. This was kind of random, but a higher up at Panini followed me recently. And I was like, oh, okay. Maybe they saw one of our shows or whatever. Man, I like Fanatics and I like Panini. I really, really do find this dichotomy to be so interesting because, Andy, as you know personally, you and I have discussed this question before. I prefer the licensed non-autos. I just do than the autos without the licensing on it, which is weird because most of my collection is Leaf stuff that I got for pennies on the dollar. But, you know, I do think people overall prefer autos. I just do. I just think, I don't know, I've gone back and forth on it. Would you say the masses prefer the autos over the licensed Prism, or am I wrong on that?
Well, there's a certain weight the auto holds for sure. This is a tough one, but it's obviously a good discussion to have because, you know, people that are higher in the hobby that have a larger budget to invest in cards, these are the decisions that they're trying to contemplate and make. And the auto holds a lot of weight. You know, typical autograph events at a card show for a guy like Drake May would probably be around $100, I'm guessing, to get his autograph.
Who, Drake May?
Yeah, I'm guessing probably somewhere between
It would be higher than that. It would be higher? Yeah, for a private signing, yeah, he would be higher than that.
Private, but what it was like, you wait in the line, you get the ticket, you go to the, you know, he's at a card show somewhere in Boston or something, you know, and is doing autographs for an hour. You know, what would that be, like $150, you know?
I would guess. I would guess it would be 150 to 200. That's about where I'd be. Now, once again, I'm not an expert in that. But that would just be my best guess. But
and I'm looking at his highest solds, like the highest dollar value that he's gotten in the past 90 days on eBay. And it's all autograph cards from these different Topps releases, whether it's, you know, Topps Chrome, Rookie Rush, you know, PSA 10-10. They've got serial numbers on these also. So that's an added bonus with the known scarcity. Some of these Topps Chromes look pretty good, Carter. So, I mean, those are fetching the highest prices. But once again, it's a high-end card because autographs do demand their own premium. So even like this autograph on a Topps Now draft night, third pick, because it's got Go New England in his auto, is still getting you $1,700.
Wild. Wild.
And that was 2 days ago in auction.
With the older card and more supply, it's a really strong price for that seller.
But not everybody are buying these. Like, look, there's very few. Like, if I would actually search on this page, which has probably got the top 60 results, and search for August, there's only 6 listings that have sold in August with his auto, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're all over $1,000. And so it's like a different kind of subset within the hobby that's buying those, and they're not as liquid. And I think realistic for most of us as like a 2024 Drake May license card, probably like the Red Pandora or just the Silver Prism kind of thing. I always go back to Silver Prism, Carter, because even for, you know, Drake London and Garrett Wilson, those cars are selling for $20 to $30 raw. The Silver Prisms just kind of slowly appreciate in value. Always like the card that, you know, the mid-tier hobbyist and the even entry-level hobbyist will spend up on to get, because it's a gold standard license card for the hobby.
What does this card right here sell for raw?
This Fathead one?
Yeah, yeah. I'm curious what that.
Prismania. Let's see. Silver Prism, Prismania. And let's look at ended recently.
I'm very interested.
Just give the internet. We broke eBay. I mean, my camera hasn't shut off, so I don't think
it's
my
internet. Don't jinx it, Andy. You're gonna need. You've already. Well, how would your internet not work and this show still work? I guess we broke eBay.
Yeah, it's eBay, and maybe guys are rushing to eBay right now.
That could be it. And I could look for it. But what is your play of the week?
Yeah, my play of the week was actually going to be Chase Brown.
Ooh, okay.
For the Cincinnati Bengals. I just like that, you know, the more I'm kind of like studying the depth charts around the league and what they've done behind the scenes, it seems like Joe Burrow has kind of taken over as the GM of the Bengals. I mean, it really does seem like Joe Burrow is calling a lot of shots behind the scenes in Cincinnati. And then this past preseason game, Chase Brown started the game and played 12 of 16 snaps with the starters. I went and looked at Chase Brown's his fantasy ADP, third round. I'm like, what? Third round average draft position? That sounds cheap for Chase Brown on the Cincinnati Bengals, who has the potential to easily put up like RB1 numbers. I mean, the guy put up 1,290 all-purpose yards last year and 11 touchdowns in 16 games, you know? I mean, that's not the ceiling. I mean, so the ceiling for Chase Brown is huge. He's got a limited supply of rookie cards. Let me see if I can get back to where I was at for Chase Brown.
Yeah, go ahead and look that up. I'm sad to report there's not a single Drake May Prismania raw for sale. I just looked all throughout eBay. Like, it's just graded stuff. So that means it is a super, super, super short print. If that is the case, one PSA 9 for sale right now for $1,500.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow, man, that is crazy.
Unless
those have become like a show card then, yeah. Especially for rookies.
Yeah.
But no, so the current solds on Chase Brown's and eBay still broken for me. For Chase Brown's rookie ticket autos are around $20 to $25. And that's the base. It's the base contenders rookie ticket auto. But we know that cards, it's a short print, basically, insert within the contenders. It's hard to get. This guy is very young, and he's on one of the best teams in the NFL, certainly one of the most exciting offenses in the NFL. And sky is the ceiling for him this year. And that card, I think, is going to easily be 40 or 50 or more for Chase Brown once the season kicks off. And, and that's an on-card rookie auto. Here we go. I found it. Okay, finally eBay's working. Whoops, that's not
on. He canceled me, dude. What's up?
Canceled you for eBay. So yeah, check it out, man. Today, best off. Somebody accepted an offer on Chase Brown, which baseball guy. I mean, he maybe doesn't realize the upside of Chase Brown here. Sorry, Cartel Hobby, if you're out in the chat or watching this, but you sold your Chase Brown for too little, man. I would have held on to that sucker. Because this is going to be a big year for Chase Brown. I think this is going to be his biggest year yet. And these prices are still too low for him. He's too cheap in fantasy. He's too cheap in the hobby.
I appreciate Jonathan's comment as well, along with Hector, Dominic, and a few others. His auto is a thing of beauty. I do like that. I want to answer the Card Society. Does on-card versus sticker matter? Too much, but the young rookie quarterbacks, it really doesn't, because people are just so hungry for their autos. But yeah, they would prefer the autos be on card. But it depends if you're talking about an on card auto as an aftermarket auto. That becomes a little bit more complicated. So I hope that answers your question just fine.
Yeah, yeah. It really comes down to what's available that for that player. You know, if they're all stickers, then it doesn't really matter. But if they have premium autographs, or if they have autographs and premium sets, and some are stickers, some are on card, we always see the on card get a little bit higher value.
Here's my question for the chat, because we are winding down. I want people to know or answer this. Or I'm going to let you answer this, Andy. Was I good on this stream today? Because I've been up since 2:30 in the morning. I woke up at 2:30. I couldn't go back to sleep.
Really? Well, it's that time of year, man.
I just get so amped. You're right. Like, I told my wife that this morning, and I got to do 3 live shows tonight.
Holy cow, man. You're an animal. You're a machine.
Yeah. I hope I performed okay, because – you know, we normally don't do Wednesdays at 1, but I was like, well, I got to give a play of the week. I was going to give Drake May last week, but I was like, I'll just move it to this week. And I remembered, I was like, okay, I did have a play of the week, Drake May. I do want to announce this. Next week, we are doing our season predictions.
Yes,
sir. You better be ready, because any last I checked, someone here predicted Ravens Eagles in the Super Bowl, and I was close. I did pick every NFC game correct in the playoff bracket last year, every single one of them. So we've been on a little bit of a hot run with our prediction, and we're gonna do it again next week. So.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Yeah, you're always so dialed in that, I mean, I really think you're hitting, man. And if you were into gambling, I mean, you could have.
Oh, no, I'm not that smart. I'm not that smart.
But you hit the nail on the head with that Roma Dunze.
No, I am not on that level. My question for you, though, Andy, is are you ready to take football cards to the next level? Are we going to take it to the next level this year, or are we just going to lollygag?
I'm going to do my best, man. You know, it's between work and I've taken on
Don't give me that. Are we going to take this live stream to the next level?
Let's do it.
No, you just got to give a good let's go, baby. We'll talk to you next week. I will be in the football card Discord for a little bit right now. Go to patreon.com/footballcards to get Andy's hype cycle articles, all that good stuff. We'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.
Thank you.
Peace.
See you guys.